Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, titled Ideal Family Life. And the text is number 37. Puranyanena Sristani Nitirya Rishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Puri Puresu Purusho Hyaso Puranyanena Sristani Nitirya Rishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Puresu Purusho Ahyaso Puranyanena Sristani Nitirya Rishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Puresu Purusho Ahyaso Yena Rupena Puresu Purusho Hyaso Puranyanena Sristani Tiryasira Devata Deivena Rupena Puresu Purusho Hyaso Puranyanena Sristani Nitirya Rishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Puresu Purusho Hyaso Vaishnavis Puranyanena Sristani Nitirya Rishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Puresu Purusho Hyaso Puranyanena Sristani Sete Jivena Rupena Puresu Purusho Hyaso Purani, residential places or bodies, Anena, by him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sristani, among those creations, Ni, man, Tiryak, other than human beings, animals, birds, etc. Rishi, sainted persons, Devata, and demigods, Sete, lies down, Jivena, with the living entities, Rupena, in the form of Paramatma, Pureshu, within these residential places or bodies. Purusha, the Supreme Lord, he indeed a soul, he, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, He is known as the Purusha Avatar. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, He is known as the Purusha Avatar. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 18:61, it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam kridesi arjuna tishtadi brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always within him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with a body which is like a machine, just to keep him alive in that body. The Lord remains with him as the Purusha Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Brahma Sanghita. Ekva pyaso rachayitum jagadanda kotim yakchaktirasti jagadanda chayayadanta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam Govindanadi Purusham Tamaham Bhayami. Govindanadi Purusham Tamaham Bhayami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of His plenary portions, and thus manifests His infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord, Purusha, remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Shikor Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Mahavande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. Krishne Swadamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Didishaha Kalonasta Dishanisha Puronar Kwaduno Ditaha. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as the departure of Lord Krishna to His own abode, accompanied with knowledge and religion. Persons who have lost themselves in this dark age of Kali shall take life from this Bhagavad Purana. Thank you very much for being in Bhagavatam class and for allowing me to say something. I'm not the best person to be here sitting and speaking, but as a matter of duty, I'm doing this service and just to purify myself. So the chapter is called Ideal Family Life, and it began by King Yudhishthira asking questions to Narada Muni about what does a grihastha should do. He says, griha muda, one who is bereft of knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And just that first line struck my mind because, you know, the opening of that, King Yudhishthira is like the emperor of the world. And he's very humble. He's playing himself as someone who is a conditioned soul. And we have seen through the all very literature that all the great sages and saints, they always play themselves as an example. They always like the most lowest, like the most good for nothing. But actually, they're speaking for us. So he is asking that question to King Yudhishthira. What does a grihastha, or you can say grihamedi, one who doesn't know nothing about the goal of life? This is just to instruct all human society. And Krishna is so kind. The kindness of Krishna is immeasurable, it's unlimited, that he uses his pure devotees and just to instruct human society. So here he asks the question, what should we do? What those persons who are married should do? Because married life, obviously, is very difficult. It's very complex. You can get entangled very easily. So Narada Muni, out of compassion, he began instructing him in different things. But if we narrow all the different descriptions that he gives for purification, he says two things that stuck in my mind is service to Vasudev, to Krishna, offer everything to Krishna, and do devotional service. Because as we have seen there in the chapter, he speaks for all the different reformatory or purificatory process, you know, the grihastha wants to do certain yagyas along with his wife on the children's birthday, for marriage ceremonies, and for sradhas especially, for the ancestors. So many technical things that we can get just lost. And even at one point, it is said that if the performer of a sradha does it in the wrong time, not only him, but the priest and the ancestor will go to hell. It's like, if you don't do it meticulously correct, as it's mentioned there, then it's useless. So service to Vasudev and service to the devotees, meaning associating with pure devotees, those two things that stuck in my mind. And that's what we're dealing here every day. So yes, it's good to hear this. It's mostly like a karmic fruitive activity for fruitive workers, those instructions. But for us, fortunately enough, we have the process of devotional service. So human life is very rare. In the Bhagavatam, it said, labdvas sudurabalan idam bahujam babante manusyam artadam anityan apihadira turnam jate tanapatet anumritya yavat nishe yasaya kalo what is the word? Nishe yasaya visaya kalo varta nishyat. So it is explained that this human form of life is very, very rare and temporary, very, very rare achieved. So a person who achieves this human form of life immediately should do something. Search for the highest activity that can make his life perfect. He says that as long as this body is physically fit and living, because it's temporary, it might die any moment. Then, he says, as far as sense gratification goes, he said that can be obtained in any species, or like the pigs eating stool. They can enjoy also. So what's the difference? So human beings is meant for atato brahma jnasa. Otherwise, we will be like other ones. The opposite of this will be, Rishabhadev says, Nunam pramate kurute vikarma ya indriya pritaya aprinoti nasadu manye yatan asmana deha asana piklesada asa deha. He says that a person who makes this life, his goal of life, sense gratification, certainly he becomes mad after materialistic living. He becomes really crazy and mad after materialistic living, and he doesn't even know that the body that he has achieved and all the suffering that he's going through is due to his past misdeeds. So therefore, if you are intelligent enough, you should stop taking more births and deaths. And that's the opposite of the other. That if you understand that you have this human form of body, you should utilize it properly. Another verse where Krishna instructs Uddhava, he says, what is that? Nideha madhyansu lavan sudurlavan. Also, nideha madhyansu lavan sudurlavan. He's also saying that many, many births and deaths we have been taking here, but if we don't achieve, he said, nideha madhyansu lavan sudurlavan, plavansu kalpan guru karnadara, plavansu kalpan guru karnadaran, mayanukulena. Manasya terita, pumam bavadin nataretsa admaha. It says that this body is also very, very rare and is compared to a boat to cross the ocean of material existence. That the guru is like the captain, and the instructions in the very literatures are the words of Lord Krishna. But if a human being doesn't take these instructions, then he will be no better than an ass, and he will go to hell. What an unfortunate situation. We have been having the experience of seeing, like, when we go outside and we try to outreach, convey our message, how people, they're just completely bewildered, and they think they got it together. No humility. They think they know everything. And you know, in a humble way, try to approach, no, I don't need it, I'm fine, I'm perfect, I'm complete. What can you teach to those people? What unfortunate. We have seen, like, sometimes when you go to UCLA or any of those big universities, when the time comes, that is the break time or the finish, it's like thousands and thousands. I think in that school there's like a 40,000 or 35,000 students. So at one time you see like thousands passing. And just to catch one person, call the attention of one, you probably will have to talk to about maybe like 100 or 150. They ignore you totally. And finally someone, you know, stops. And that's what reminds us from the scriptures. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadepad Bhakti Latabij. That the living entities wandering in this world, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punaravartino Arjuna Mamu Petya Tukonteya Punarjanma Navidyate. That even if you go to the highest planets, topmost highest planets to the lowest, you experience only miseries of life. You don't know anything. Tasyeva Heta Prayateto Kovido. Same thing. All these scriptures from different angles is just pointing to one thing. Worship Krishna, worship Vishnu. So we're fortunate enough, we have the Bhagavatam, we have our best Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and we just follow exactly as it is. We don't have to go to all these ritualistic little technical things because we're not fit for that. We're in Kali Yuga. We don't even know about those Sanskritas. He made our fortune. So we just have to humbly approach with awe and reverence the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, and those followers who are following to bless us, because nothing can be done without the blessings of the saintly person. And that's what King Yudhishthira, he's getting the blessings of Narada Muni. He's asking in a very humble way for the benefit of all the conditioned souls, which is, that means us. We are in such a condition ourselves. But we have a good process, and we just have to carry on with this. The devotional service, it is said in the Bhagavatam, that starts by etavaneva lokesmin punsa dharma parasmrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tang namagrahana divi. That devotional service in this age of Kali Yuga begins by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And just like yesterday, the devotees went to Harinam, and I'm sure it was blissful. You were not so many, but you were blissful. I mean, you were trying to force me to go, but I appreciate that. I don't get upset. I was just coming from Irvine University distributing books, and I came at 6 o'clock, so it was late for me. But as soon as we finish some programs that we're doing, then I'll go back to Harinam. It's the most blissful activity. Actually, it's the best place. When you're distributing books, when you're talking to the conditioned soul, there's nothing better than that. I remember that some long time ago, like 30 years ago, one Prabhupada disciple, I don't want to mention the name, but he said, I have so many problems with my family life, my grihastha life, but when I'm here, I'm relieved. He says, when I'm here distributing books with the conditioned souls, I feel like liberated. And also one thing I have to say, though, that, you know, although we go and reach out people there, we should also be careful here in our communities, in our temples. We shouldn't be just be eager to go and neglect the other part, because you can keep bringing and they can keep going. So my point is that we should beg to Krishna, pray to Krishna that, yes, thank you for bringing someone now. Please allow me to assist and help so they don't go away. And I've seen that. I've seen many of my friends sometimes, some of them, that they did service full-time, book distribution, so many things. For many different reasons, they left. Personally, maybe some personal desires, whatever it is. But I see them once in a while, and they cry. Some of them cry. They cry. They say that this was the best thing they did, and they wish they could come back, but they can't. They're entrapped. But, you know, I pray that if somehow or other, because of my lack of Krishna consciousness, that I couldn't undo anything to keep them here, then maybe Krishna can forgive me and I wish I could see them, some of them, but fortunately many of them are not here. But yes, that's a point that we should always also pay attention to, that I'm going out to save the conditioned souls, but am I helping my next neighbor, my friend, my wife, my children, my uncles, you know, you can say even my seniors, because sometimes some devotees, they, for whatever reason, they just stop practicing. And it's very sad also. So, yes, we have to pay attention to that. I want to go out. I want to meet people and bring them, but I also want to take care of the ones who are here. How can you use me, Krishna, to be a good example, to actually fulfill the desire of the pure devotees of the Srila Prabhupada, that he will be happy to see that we make an extra endeavor to keep the ones here happy, meaning in Krishna consciousness. But we do have the program. We have everything set for them here. We just have to do maybe a little bit extra, just go a little bit out of our way. Sometimes I feel bad, like somebody asked me for a ride. Prabhu, I need a ride to go here, and I see in their face the anxieties, and I'm thinking, but I'm going in Sankirtan, I'm going this direction, the devotee needs a ride this direction. I say, okay, I'll try it. And then I go, and it feels so good. And just like yesterday, a couple of days ago, I've been seeing Madhuvisa Prabhu. I told him, I said, Prabhu, I want to do some service for you. I want to help you in whatever I can, because he needs to go to the hospital sometimes. And I'm in Sankirtan, and he calls me and says, Prabhu, I'm very far away, you know, but I can help you. He said, yes, I need to, you know, a car. I'm trying to get a car to take me to the hospital. And he said, yeah, I will help you. And then I feel like, yeah, I can stop maybe 1 hour before, 2 hours before, but I can help a devotee. And Prabhupada will be happy. He did a lot of service for him. I will get the benefit. So, like that, you know, little details here and there, you know. I'm sorry I've been sentimental, maybe. But I really feel that if we need to keep family here. We have to help each other, to nurture each other with Krishna consciousness. And the attitude speaks more than the philosophy. And, you know, we cannot convince anyone by philosophical recitation or Sanskrit verses or anything, but we can convince by the way you treat another person. And that's what I get a lot of times from people. How are you getting out of this? How is your life? Has it been changed? Are you experiencing some happiness? You know, so many questions they ask, and you can answer in so many different ways. But yes, that makes you, you know, think, you know, how serious it is, how being out there, you're representing the whole society. Being out there means you're representing a Prabhupada. Being in a temple, you're definitely, you know, like, they think they come to see the, you know, some people like someone who's going to solve all my problems. And it should be like this, and it is like that. But we, someone like me, maybe is unqualified, and I'm praying every day that I can get a taste for the holy name of Krishna, so I can, maybe if I get the taste of the holy name of Krishna, even if I'm not enough smart philosophically to give the answer, just by being kind to someone, maybe someone can become attracted. So there's many different ways how we can help our preaching movement. And yeah, some of my friends, for some time, I haven't seen them for 30 years or more. I meet them once in a while. Some of them are taking a break. They tell me, I'm taking a break. But I'm thinking, please come back. We miss you. Don't take a break that long. Not for Krishna. Don't do that. I mean, we're missing you, really. We're missing. I have to give names. Don't hide. Please come. You can chastise me after class if you want, if you're listening. But what is this? You know, we have to follow this process as it is, and otherwise we become complacent, comfortable, and that's what King Yudhisthira was asking all these questions for us, how to become detached also from family life in a nice way, not in a very fanatical, frustrated, dump your wife, dump your children, you want to taste on the ass. No, not in that way, in a very Krishna conscious way. You want to help. You want to walk together with that person. When I distribute books, sometimes I meet people who said, will you and your wife and your children will go back together, head together? I say, that's possible. If Krishna wants it, that might be. And then they feel like, oh, do you have that kind of philosophy, I want to go with you. I say, yeah, Krishna can fulfill all desires. So we've seen that in this particular verse, it is explained that many living entities are there, thousands and millions. And that explains the varieties of enjoyment of the living beings. Because we want to enjoy this material world, you get a body that you deserve. You want to be a cockroach? Here you go. Snake. I used to have a friend who had a, not really close friend, but someone that I knew, that he slept with the snake. And I was thinking, oh my God. What an unfortunate situation to keep an animal like that on you, like that. Unless you're Haridas Thakur. He used to be with a snake in a cave. His situation is totally different. He was a Paramahansa. He couldn't see the difference. He said Paramatma in every living being. So Paramatma in every living being is the most merciful, more merciful Lord, that he accompanies you as the best friends wherever you go. And he's wondering, I'm waiting. When are you going to turn your face to me? I'm waiting here. So, thank you very much. I guess that's all I have to say. If you have any question and comment, you're welcome. Welcome. Yes?
And see so many devotees have gone away from Krishna consciousness. I myself have had difficulty in Krishna consciousness and for some time went away. And it's only the mercy of devotees like Vaisheshika Prabhu and due to their kindness above and beyond any knowledge that this is what I should be doing or this is what I was supposed to be doing. But because of that affection that Vaisheshika had for me, he pulled me out of Maya. And I think it seems to me that that happens all the time. I mean, I notice just when I come into the temple room in the morning a lot of times, that just the association of devotees, association of Tulsi, like when I'm chanting japa, sometimes I get a little sense that we owe so much. It's explained that as we take birth in this, you know, human form of life, we have debts. We have like so many debts. What to speak of when we come to devotional service, we have so many debts to not only, you know, our spiritual master, but also all the devotees who imperceptibly, by their own Krishna consciousness, help raise us to a Krishna conscious level. And, you know, it seems to me there's a great danger to develop to be unconscious of that and develop somewhat of a callous attitude and start slipping into the mentality that, you know, I have my devotional service, I have my, you know, prasadam, I have my apartment. For myself, sometimes it's very easy to forget this. So how can we help, you know, transform our attitude so that we can become more, you know, aware of the great, you know, the great boon we have to actually have the opportunity to execute Krishna consciousness on the daily platform and not fall into that mentality where we start developing this idea that this person is my friend, this person is my enemy.
Yeah, it's a very long comment and question, but just something that came in my mind is that we have to just beg to Srila Prabhupada, beg to Krishna for that, to give us the intelligence how to act at the proper time. Many devotees also don't make themselves accessible to be helped. You know, even if you try to help them, sometimes it's unfortunately. But in the case, like, for example, of Vaisheshika Prabhu is a gem of devotee. He's like a gem, like a jewel. I've seen that even devotees like, you know, Sarva, that, you know, everybody thinks, oh, Sarva, you know, he's just like, you know, lost case, but, you know, with all respects. But when Vaisheshika comes, he feels like his best friend, like his, you can say, I don't know what word can I say. He gets so enlivened. He puts a dhoti on. He comes. Even one time we went in book distribution with Sarva and Vaisheshika and other people. They just pulls out people, or Radhana Maharaj, so many, 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 many. So we have to beg for to be an instrument for Srila Prabhupada's movement to get that, you know, because there's no word that we can say, maybe I should do it like this or like that. No, beg. Please, Srila Prabhupada, please, Krishna, allow me to be an instrument to inspire other devotees like that. I think Archita wants to say something.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hi, Prabhu. Thank you for a very nice class, a lot of thoughtful points. Just one thing to add is that part of what makes these great souls so great that we appreciate is that they see the positive living closely in the community, sometimes it's easy to say, yeah, that person's going on a book distribution every day, but he's still so rough and this and that. We see the bad points, and we let that we magnify those, and they overcome the good points. So the great souls instruct us to try to see the good and magnify that. So, for instance, some people are very good at preaching, going out and bringing new people, but they're not very good at cultivating. That's okay. Don't try to force them to be a cultivator if they're not. Somebody else is very good at cultivating. Once you bring them in, that person will take them under their wing and help them to develop. Everybody's eating every day, but there are only a few of us here who cook. We don't complain about that. Who complains that, I don't get to cook every day? No. We appreciate those who are cooking. Try to appreciate them, because if they stop cooking, the whole thing grinds to a halt. So appreciate what somebody is doing. Don't see so much what they're not doing. This is the problem with the condition. So we're always seeing what somebody else is not doing. I would like them to do such and such. I would like them to speak in this way. I'd like them to act in that way, and they're not doing it. Lord Chaitanya said there are basically two classes of devotees. Those who behave very nicely, but they don't preach. And those who preach very nicely, but they don't behave well. He said, Haridas Thakur, you're a gem because you do both. You act very nicely and you preach also. So everybody should try to go forward in whichever way they're lacking. If you're a very sweet person, you're nice at everybody, but you're not a preacher, you're not into it, then try to preach more. And if you're a preacher, but you're not behaving very nicely, which is the case quite often, a lot of our big-time distributors, sometimes they're very rough and gruff around the edges, so they need to try to smooth it out. But those of us who are looking at them, try to see what they're doing well and magnify that, and don't always just see what they're not doing.
This is very good. Thank you. It just reminds me that there are a lot of people sometimes ask questions, devotees, which is the best service? And sometimes they want to hear maybe that their service is the highest. And I just, thought that the best service is the one that you do with love and devotion, whichever service. That's to answer also to add to your comment. The service that you do with love and devotion is the best service, because that's your relationship with Krishna there. We cannot compare like that. And I'm not going to take your time, maybe 2 minutes, I would say that since this month from Kartik has been very wonderful, very auspicious, and a lot of activities devotees are doing that is multiplied thousands of times, I had the opportunity to be going to 22 different apartments or houses, about 22 every evening. And it's such a wonderful experience. I would recommend for devotees, especially grihastas, because I know that most of you are engaged already. And also, that's another thing. We can know, why don't you come here? How you're in Maya? No, that mentality shouldn't be there. We should kick out that. Thank you for reminding. We should kick out that, oh, he's not coming. He's in Maya. How come he doesn't come? Not that thing. Just do your thing. Do it with love and devotion. Krishna will take care of the rest. But my comment is that it was so wonderful, 22 different homes. And I just want to relate an experience that I had. That we went to a house in Culver City with one lady that you've probably seen. She's about 95 years old. Just her and her daughter, very lonely, and someone there who is not physically fit. So we went to that program. And the whole time she was like, at one point she was just arguing like with the daughter, saying something. And I thought, what's going on? Finally, because they speak in their language, the Mataji, I said, what is she saying? Oh, she says that she's arguing with her daughter. How come you bring, we invited them to have a program, but this place here is your office. This is the place for business. Why don't you bring them to the place of worship, where my altar, where my deities? It's my program. Why do you took it away? like in a transcendental way, I was appreciating the devotion, the eagerness, and the training also that from the very culture that has been coming from hundreds of years. When I went to her place, all the different beautiful altars and pictures of Krishna and demigods also and different things. So, just being in homes like that, appreciating the devotion of certain people, inspire you to just, it's nice to be here glorifying Damodar, and going all the different homes of the Grihastas, exchanging with them, taking prasadam, and that's exactly what Prabhupada wanted. In the evening, Krishna book, we were reading Krishna book every evening, and they were so happy. So if you have for the next year, We just have two more days, tonight and tomorrow. I think tonight is in Madhavi's place, Janavi Mataji and Nikunj. So thank you very much, and thank you for your presence. Something in the